Hello, 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 my dear friends. Welcome to Nord University Short Lectures. My name is Azad Mardan. I am the founder and the lead instructor at Nord University. In this short lecture, I want to introduce you to the concept of CRUD and to basically explain you how CRUD is implemented in RESTful APIs when you work with Node.js. And not just Node.js, but any other web application as well, any other RESTful API. What is CRUD? With a U, CRUD, it stands for Create, Read, Update, and Delete. So those are four most important operations. You can do anything if you can read an entity, if you can create a new one, if you can update that entity, and delete, get rid of that entity, remove it from your server. So server works as an interface between probably some database or another server. And then clients, your consumers, your users, they would be sending those requests. So there are four HTTP methods, and each method is corresponds to a particular CRUD operation. So let's start with reading. For the read, we use get. Then for the creation, when we want to create, you would use post, P-O-S-T, post, and the get is spelled with G-E-T, get. Then, when you want to update a record, you want to change something in that record, most of the RESTful APIs in big companies such as Twitter, Facebook, Google, those APIs, they would use an operation, an HTTP method, which is called put, P-U-T, put. And then for the deletion, we would use delete HTTP method. So each HTTP request, it has a method, a URL, a header or multiple headers, and a body. Not all the requests have bodies. For example, delete and then get, they typically do not have bodies, they do not have payloads, because you don't send any information. So every request has at least three headers, multiple headers, then the URL and the HTTP method. So get, post, put, and delete, those are the HTTP methods. Now let's look at the URLs, how the URLs look like. For the get, the URL shouldn't have any information except the resource. So, of course, you would put a domain, the extension, such as node.university, for example, node.university/courses. So the courses would be my resource. Let me give you another example. Let's say I'm building an Instagram/photos. The photos would be my resource, and then the HTTP method would be get/photos or get/messages or get/courses. So I'm reading those messages or courses. I'm reading my resource, my entity. Now, what about put and delete? Put and delete, they work on the individual record. Get/courses will return me the list of all the courses available. If I want to return an individual course, or if I want to modify an individual course, I have to use an individual record. I cannot modify all of them. So in this case, I would put the ID, a unique identifier, which is typically a number or a string, long string of records, put that number in the URL. So it will look like course/123 or message/123 or photo/123. The ID could be also a string. It doesn't have to be a number. For example, my courses on Node University, they have strings. course/node-foundation, for example. What about post? In the post method, you want to send some data to create that entity. Let's say I'm creating a course. So you would send a payload, or another client, they would be sending you a payload to your server. So you need to parse that payload, because most likely that payload would be coming as just a string. It's not going to be a JavaScript object, but you can easily parse that string because probably it's a JSON. If it's not a JSON, it could be URL encoded, so you need to parse it. So the post has the incoming body, you parse it, For the post, you don't need to put an ID because you don't know that ID. If you're a client, you don't know that ID. But when you're building a server, you need to send back that ID, the ID of newly created object or an entity, resource or an entity. So let's quickly recap. We have get for reading, post for creating of new records. Then we have put for updating of those records, and we have delete for removal or deletion of the records. That's your CRUD. So now you can build pretty much anything in the RESTful methodology. You can build any RESTful API. And of course, I recommend use Node.js and use Express for that. In Express, it's very easy. App.get, app.put, app.post, app.delete, and boom, your server is ready. Thank you for watching and listening to Node University Short Lectures, and I'll see you in the next episode.